Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed day, just on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like giving your question over the air or your prayer request, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, I will get back to you as well. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, if you don't mind, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again this blessed day that you've given us this opportunity to go into another message. Dear Lord, we thank you for the assembly of your people together and assembly of those that have yet to covenant with you. Father, I pray that the truthfulness of your word will come forth throughout this message this day. And those who are seeking for truth, I pray that they find it. Dear Lord, I thank you, Lord, as I petition you, Lord, that your spirit will be with us. As you said in your word, in the name of Jesus, where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So, Lord God, we thank you for making good on your word and for being in the midst. And we will give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today we are on a new section of this overall series that we're dealing with in renouncing Mormonism. Once again, this is not a all-out, straight-out war attack on Mormons, but we have to call out their doctrine, which is ungodly and not of God. And as I've been sharing with you guys, that the word of the Lord, the book of the messages of the Lord Jesus Christ that he's been sending through his angel messenger, in the front has the list of what is called the Articles of Faith and Practice that is for the church in unison to stand and be founded on as well. And I've been sharing with you guys how that in that it shows that the church and other believers who are not a member of the Church of Christ as well have the right to renounce Mormonism, especially here, the Church of Christ Alive message, because we have been coming to you guys and telling you from what the Lord has commissioned us to tell you about this work he's doing in these last days called the work of restitution and restoration. And when you looked it up, you will find out that Joseph Smith also was connected to what is called the work of restitution and restoration. And when you look up the Church of Christ, the Life of Message, you will see two things. Number one, you will see Joseph Smith, and many of you know of Joseph Smith, heard of Joseph Smith. You've heard of the evil that he brought, the evil doctrines, the evil things that he did. And if you look up the Church of Christ Alive message, you will see on their website, especially Wikipedia, that the Church of Christ Alive message is a branch of the Latter-day Saints, which is not true. Therefore, the Lord having given us these articles of faith to practice or inspired the men, these men to write it for the church to be founded on, when you read them, you'll find out it gives you the right, give us a right as Christians in the Church of Christ Alive message to rebuke Mormonism. Why? Because you will find out, as I've been going through it with you guys, that Mormons teach contrary to the overall true doctrine of Jesus Christ. Of course, at one time when he was humble, Joseph Smith was used by the Lord in the going forth of the work of the restoration and restitution. But once again, like any other man is capable, he got off the right path and got onto the wrong way and came up with what is called Mormonism. Therefore, Mormonism in itself is not of God. And therefore, we come here to renounce these works and acts of Mormonism. Now, I want to read to you from the Articles of Faith and Practice. This is going to be number three. I've already read to you the first two, and showed unto you where that the teachings and beliefs of the Mormons is contrary to the article in Faith and Practice here that the Lord had inspired men to write, these men to write on what is called the Temple Lot. And therefore, now we're going to go into number three. The first two, we went in, it first all declares we believe in God the Father, who only is supreme, creator of the universe, ruling judge of all, unchangeable and without respect of persons. Well, I show unto you guys that the Mormons believe in a string of gods, okay? And their view on it is that, like, for example, the Father was flesh like us, and he had to earn his way to become a God. And, you know, and so they show that they don't believe in just one God. Well, here it declares we believe in God, not gods, the Father. Number two, it said we believe in Jesus Christ, the manifestation of God in flesh. Well, once again, I show to you guys that the Mormonism Jesus is different from the New Testament Jesus, the Word of the Lord and the Record of Nephi, or in other words, is different from the true Jesus Christ. And I show you that through witnesses of theirs, and, you know, amen, we went into the Word of God because they believe that Jesus Christ is, quote, one of the strings of God, one of those strings of many gods, okay? And, quote, he had to earn his godhood. And I shared with you guys and went through and showed you that how that they believe also that every man, Mormon man, can earn godhood as well. So you could have everybody becoming a god. Okay, now, number three is where we at today. And it stresses here, and I'm going to read the Article of Faith and Practice number three. And then I'm going to go into some proof of what the Mormons believe and teach, which is the opposite. Amen. And the title of this message today is Renouncing Mormonism, Renouncing Mormonism, Belief and Teaching on the Holy Spirit. Renouncing Mormonism, Belief and Teaching on the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to try to get as much as I can in today. If not, we'll go on to part two. No problem. I'm coming to you guys at a new time early in the morning. Have something to do later on. So I'm coming at a new time. So glory be to God. Now, here is Articles of Faith and Practice number three. Okay. And this is what it says. It said, we believe in the Holy Ghost. Now, we believe this is an express of the church in unity. Not some of us believe in the Holy Ghost. It said, we believe. Okay. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, which searches the deep things of God, brings to our minds things which are past, reveal things to come, and is the medium by which we receive the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen? So, we believe in the Holy Ghost. Okay? Amen. We believe in the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to present to you guys to show you that, and it's interesting that the Articles of Faith and Practice, once again, the wording is interesting, and I see one of the reasons why is because, once again, the Lord was seated, given to us to stand against Mormonism through what Joseph Smith had started, who at one time, Joseph Smith was a man of God, was used of God in the beginning of this work of restitution and restoration, but once again, he fell into error. This is what the Mormons do not like for you to address because they treat Joseph Smith as a god. Okay, Joseph Smith is a god in their eyes. You understand that? As I told you, shared with you guys before, when you see, and for the most part, when you see Mormons, you see two young kids, 19 and 20 or 19 and 21 or 18 and 20. And then whenever they, quote, call themselves witnessing to you, you're going to hear Joseph Smith's name outweigh the name of Jesus Christ. So if that ain't happened to you yet, and they come, you meet them in the first time, don't be shocked. When you start noticing, man, they mentioned Joe Smith probably five times more than they mentioned Joe Smith. I mean, did they mention Jesus Christ in their speech? Okay, so here, Article of Faith of Christ said, we believe in the Holy Ghost. Okay. We believe in the Holy Ghost. That should be in the foundation stand of every Christian believer, okay? Not saying, well, no, we believe in the Holy Ghost, okay? Point blank, straight, period, okay? That he is the Spirit of truth, the comforter, who searches what? The deep things of God, brings to our minds things which are, what? Past, reveal things to come, and is the medium by which we receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, point blank. Well, I want to show to you where the Mormons believe, quote, in more than one kind of, quote, spirit. Amen. That's right. More than one kind of spirit. More one Holy Spirit, when you put it that way. Okay? And once again, this is why this is worded here in the Article of Faith and Practice. We believe in the Holy Ghost. Not that we believe in Holy Ghosts with an S. Okay? Which will make it plural. Okay? But we believe in the Holy Ghost singular. Now, I want to, once again, bring to you, and I'm going to read to you concerning what they say on that. Amen. And I, like I told you before, they believe in more than one Holy Ghost. Okay? Amen. And also, too, if I hadn't mentioned it during these overall series, they believe that the Father had a body of flesh and bones, and as I told you, he had to work to get his godhood. They believe Jesus Christ was the same thing. He had a body of flesh and bones, and he had to work to get his godhood. And also dealing with the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost, and they make them three separate beings, okay? And they say the Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit, okay? And they believe that the Holy Ghost cannot be in more than one place at one time. And so they say, well, the Holy Ghost cannot dwell in the hearts of men. Now, I want to read to you once again, and I want to show you where that they believe in more than one Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Once again, these things, this is something here. Hallelujah. Now, and I want to read to you out of, this is from Mormonism and the Holy Ghost, article on Mormonism and the Holy Ghost, done by Institute for Religious Research, IRR.org, who did a research concerning what the Mormons teach concerning the Holy Ghost. And I want to read to you what they come across in their whole glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. In their research. And hallelujah, to let you know where that they really teach and believe concerning the Holy Spirit, okay? I want to read to you, amen, what was said here, okay? They found out that Mormons reconcile these two doctrinal claims, okay, by asserting that while the personage of the Holy Ghost cannot literally dwell in a human being's heart, he can dwell in their hearts figuratively through the influence of the Spirit, the light of Christ, except, you know, he can dwell in men's hearts figuratively. That's what they believe. Now, we're going to get into that on another part in this section about, because they believe that the Holy Ghost cannot dwell in the hearts of men. Now, in their book called Gospel Principles, for example, this is what it states regarding the Holy Ghost. Okay, this is in the book of the Mormons, this book they got called Gospel Principles. It says, he can be in only one place at a time, but his influence can be everywhere at the same time. The Encyclopedia of Mormonism states, in a figurative sense, the Holy Ghost dwelled in the hearts of the righteous saints of all dispensations. According to Joseph Fielding Smith, get this, there is a difference between the Holy Ghost, which is also called the Holy Spirit. You know, all of you Christians know that is the same Spirit of God is called the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. And they say that there's a difference between the Holy Ghost, which is also called the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of truth and the Comforter, who is a personage, and the other Spirit, you hear this, and the other Spirit, that is the light of Christ, which is an omnipresent influence. Okay? Now, in their book called Doctrines of Salvation, this is what it states. This man here, another one over there, and a man over in England, are confirmed members of the church. The question arises, how can the Holy Ghost be with them all at the same time? He does not have to be, but the power of the Holy Ghost is such that it can be manifest in every place at the same moment of time. Thus, when it becomes necessary to speak to us, he is able to do so by acting through the other Spirit. That is, through the light of Christ. You see how they keep making this? It's two spirits. Two spirits, okay? Now, it goes on to say, there are at least two problems with these explanations. The first is that the distinction has no support in the Bible. The Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit refer to the same divine person in the New Testament, okay? You hear that? Biblically, there is no other spirit besides the Holy Spirit. Christians believe in one spirit, the idea of an impersonal spirit, a kind of divine force or energy, is unbiblical. So the Mormons teach that there is basically two spirits, okay? The Holy Spirit, okay, that they said, and get this, the Holy Spirit that they said cannot indwell a believer, okay, but can influence you. And like I said, we're going to get to that other part at another time. And then there's the other spirit, they said, which is the light of Christ. So they make it like it's two spirits, two Holy Ghosts, okay? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. I want to show you another article. This is from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Okay, this is from one of their articles. If I'm not mistaken from what I'm looking at it, it is June 1989 article. And the title of the article is, what is the difference between the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, and the light of Christ? The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, and the light of Christ. Now, once again, the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit is the same one, okay? But according to them, there is a difference, okay? And I want to read to you what they say in this article here. Once again, this is an article of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is one of their articles, okay? And it says, Brent Bullock, instructor at the Temple Institute of Religion adjacent to Arizona State University. In the scriptures, the Holy Ghost is called by several names, such as the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, and the Comforter. Okay? Some of these same terms are also used to refer to the light of Christ, which may also be called the Spirit of Christ and the light of truth. Although the names given them are sometimes the same, the light of Christ and the Holy Ghost are different and distinct. You get light through the Holy Ghost, people. Okay. The Holy Ghost, and this is what they said, the Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit and a member of the Godhead. Elder Joseph Fielding Smith taught that the Holy Ghost should not be confused with the Spirit, the light of Christ, which fills the immensity of space and which is everywhere present. This other spirit is impersonal and has no size nor dimension. It proceeds forth from the presence of the Father and the Son and is in all things, okay? We should speak of the Holy Ghost as a personage, as he, and this other spirit as it, okay? Although when we speak of the power or gift of the Holy Ghost, we may properly say it, okay? The terms Spirit of Christ and the Light of Christ are most often used in the scriptures synonymously. Elder Bruce R. McConkie, that's another one of their elders in the Mormon Church, gave this explanation about what the light of Christ is. This is what he said. He said, there is a spirit, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of Christ, the light of truth, the light of Christ, that defies description and is beyond mortal comprehension. It is in us and in all things. It is around us and around all things. It fills the earth and the heavens and the universe. It is everywhere in all immensity without exception. It is an indwelling, immanent, ever-present, never absent spirit. It has neither shape nor form nor personality. It is not an entity nor a person nor a personage. It has no agency, does not act independently, and exists not to act but to be acted upon. Do you hear that? Okay. Now, when you looking on here, amen, they're talking about, once again, the Holy Ghost being, there's the Holy Ghost, and then there's the other spirit, okay? Make it like it's two spirits, okay? Hallelujah. Lord help us, okay? Because there are many that, and some Christians who said for the sake of disagreement, they said that, you know, we got to show love, has come to accept this thing that there is the Holy Spirit and then there's the other spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That they're different. There's, you know, and this is very much confusing, because the same Holy Ghost come into man when he accept Jesus Lord. It's the same Holy Ghost that gives us light. It's not no other spirit, okay? We got to understand that. Actually, this is pure confusion. But sad to say, there are some Christians, as they say, for the sake of argument, say, well, we don't agree with them, but, you know, hey, you know, because we got to show love, we accept and tolerate, okay? And that simply is not of God. It's simply not of God. There's one spirit, people, okay? Hallelujah. Oh, I sense the Holy Ghost. There's one spirit. And that same spirit, once again, that comes into one that accepts Christ, amen, it's the same spirit that gives light. The same power of the Father radiates from his spirit, not some other spirit, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read to you another article, which is entitled Four Things We Need to Know About the Holy Ghost. And I want to read to you, and this article comes from, this is right, once again, on the LDS Living, Latter-day Saints Living. This is what they teach and believe, to show you that, hey, Brother Nate's not making this up. Amen. And they says, once again, from Elder Talmadge, that's once again another one of their elders in their church, he said, much of the confusion existing in human conception concerning the nature of the Holy Ghost arises from the common failure to segregate his person and powers. Plainly, such expressions as being filled with the Holy Ghost and his falling upon persons have reference to the powers and influence that emanate from God and which are characteristics of him. But the Holy Ghost may in this way operate simultaneously upon many persons, even though they may be widely separated. Whereas the actual person of the Holy Ghost cannot be in more than one place at a time. Did you hear that? Okay, they can't be talking about the same Holy Spirit. That they can't be talking about the same Spirit of God. They have to be talking about another spirit. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost may be regarded as the minister of the Godhead carrying into effect the decision of the Supreme Council. And once again, as I told you before, they believe in more than one Holy Spirit. Okay? And they believe in and teach that there's the Spirit of God or the Holy Ghost, and then there is the other spirit, which they call the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ is the same spirit, people. It's the same spirit. It's not two separate spirits. Okay? Amen. And what we refer to in many instances, for example, as light, you know, revelation, when the Holy Ghost reveals things to you, that can be light, okay? Well, guess what? The same Holy Ghost that is able to indwell man when they receive Jesus Lord, it's the same Holy Ghost that give revelation people, that bring light to things. That's the same Holy Ghost. It's not no other spirit. And it's not an other spirit just, quote, saying, just influencing people, okay? And as believers, we have to really watch out for these types of wording that comes, you know, in dealing with, hey, there is more than one spirit. Once again, this is why the Artists of Faith and Practice said, we believe in the Holy Ghost, not we believe in Holy Ghosts with an S. Or it didn't say we believe in one of the spirits. Or we believe in the Holy Ghost, one of the spirits, which is the spirit of truth. It was not worded like that in the Article of Faith and Practice. Because why? There's only one Holy Spirit. And see, I say this to you guys because for the simple fact is that the Mormons, like I said, they teach that there's more than one spirit. This is why, and like I said, this Mormonism is one of the things that really been teaching me how to really examine things people say, okay? If you go to the average Mormon and say, hey, do you believe concerning the Holy Spirit? They'll tell you yes, straight off, yes. Yes, why yes, we do. If you go to them and say, do you believe Jesus Christ, they'll tell you, yes, yes, of course we do. And then if you go to them and say, well, do you believe in God? They'll say, yes, yes, of course we do. Well, see, once again, if you walked away just going by that face value answer and you went and you talked to other people, you would definitely tell them what? Well, the Mormons, they believe. And understand this, the Mormons are one of, I say, four groups that people are now attaching Christian to. You got the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witness, the Masonic Order, and the Roman Catholic Church. They're being called Christian organizations, okay? Amen. And you have some Christians now concerning the Mormons saying that, you know, they are our brothers. Well, they're not my brothers. Okay, now I don't mean it to be harsh. I mean it to be straight because you have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord, not Jesus. Not talking about Jesus was one of the gods and had to earn Godhood. He was like us, okay? Or Jesus had sex with Mary to produce the Father had sex with Mary to produce the child Jesus, okay? And see, we haven't talked about what they say about the atonement yet. Okay, so no, they're not my brothers. But see, some of us as Christians, because we're taking face value answers from them, or on the top up front surface answers from them, we run around and say, oh, yes, they believe in Jesus. Yes, they believe in Jesus. Okay? But then when you really get down to, and this is what, and we all been guilty as Christians of this, okay? I'm including myself. Now, there's sometimes the Spirit of the Lord will signify to you that this person is legit, okay? There's times that will happen, okay? But for the most part, we don't really continue the conversation beside, you know, past, or we don't go deeper into the conversation of, do you believe in Jesus, you know, to find out, do they believe in Jesus of the Bible, the word of the Lord in the record of Nephi? Do they believe in the true Jesus? And so once again, when the Mormons say, hey, yeah, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. And so we run around whoopee. But as I show to you guys in this section of this series, even from ex-Mormons proof and Mormons themselves, let you know that the Jesus, let's just say of the Bible, because most of y'all know the Bible. You don't know the word of the Lord, right? Nephi. But the Jesus of the Bible, the Mormons don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. They have got their own Jesus, okay? Because when you come up with something about Jesus that is away from what's already written, people, you coming with your own Jesus, okay? And I'm here to tell you, coming with your own Jesus ain't going to get me or you over in this life, okay? In fact, it would get us lost. It would get us lost. Amen. And so we must understand that when it comes to the Holy Ghost, when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to God, now for those of you that's listening, who may even think that, oh, brother, now you're just picking on these people. Okay, I tell you what, especially if you, listening, claim to be a Christian, why won't you let them, quote, minister to you, and you see what I'm talking about, and bring up these questions. When you ask, hey, do you believe in God? And they tell you, yeah, don't let it stop there. Take it a little bit farther. Do you believe that there is one God and not a string of God? And watch what they tell you. Do you believe that there's one God and not a council of gods? Watch what they tell you. And when you ask them, say, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And they tell you, yeah, don't let it stop there. Go deeper. Ask them, do you believe that Jesus is eternal, that he's God? Okay? And watch what they tell you. They're going to tell you, say, yeah, we believe he's God. Then you ask them, that, then go deeper. Ask them, say, do you believe he's the only God? Now, watch what they tell you. See, once again, this about Mormonism is one of the things that's really been teaching me how to really examine where people at. Because you have so many what I call upfront face value answers that we're just running with. And I said, I include all of that. Me, hey, listen, I have missed it many times. I have taken people at what they said. And it, once again, this is not a thing where you just go around looking all under-eyed at people and just thinking that every single thing they say is wrong. But in this time that we live in, we have to be extremely careful, especially with people calling themselves Christians, saying they believe in God and all that. We got to be very careful because now Satan is using man to come up with their own Jesus, their own God, their own Holy Ghost, okay? Amen. He's working through man to come up with that, okay? And as believers, we got to learn how to differentiate or discern, or how to really test things, okay? You know, in 1 John chapter 4, very interesting and very good advisable words that's given to us. First John chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world." Now, we're told to believe not every spirit, okay? Amen. And humans are known as, we are spiritual beings as well, because we were made in the image of God, okay? He said, but try the spirits. See, we don't do that, okay? We don't trial, okay? We don't prove or test to see if they are of God. We just go and listen to people that say, yes, of course, I believe in God. Sure, I do. I believe in Jesus. Sure, yes, I do. Well, I believe in the Holy Ghost. Yes, I do. Okay. Amen. And they can tell people. They can tell us they some other religion or something like that, but they'll say, yes, I believe in Jesus. And they can be the same ones worshiping donkeys and horses and cows and all that. And tell them, I believe in Jesus. And here's the thing. Some of us as Christians, we take that faith value, we take off running. We just run with it. Boom, we gone. Lord help us. I'm going to stop it here. I'm going to have a part two to this. I'm going to go into the scriptures side of this. I came to you with what the article of faith and practice said and give it to you what they believe, and I'm going to come into the scriptures and show that, hey, we believe in one spirit. Amen? One spirit, not no two spirits, not what they call some other spirit. We believe in one spirit. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for this day that you made and created. And we thank you for blessing us and keeping us in Jesus' name. I thank you for all that have been listening. And Lord, may you bless them as well. May you reveal your light unto them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank God for all you've been listening. I will be coming back, continue on with this series on Sunday, okay? Coming back with part two of Renouncing Mormonism's Belief and Teaching of the Holy Spirit. Coming back with part two then. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.